Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all worship and praise and honor and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get all of their study tools, all of the things that we use to study the Word of God together. When we come together at this time, truly it feels good to be back. And we'll be right back with a word of prayer, and we'll get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their study tools and Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we study the Word of God on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time. I want to thank all of you truly from the depths of my heart for your prayers of supplication and intercession for me on last week. I was dealing with a bug, which, you know, they just come over my body. But thank God for triumphing over that. For we have victory in everything because Jesus triumphed over sickness and everything that the enemy can throw at us. Amen. He has triumphed. And he is the victor. And because he is the victor, he has made us victorious. He's made us more than himself, because he is the conqueror. And we have been made more than the conqueror, more than conquerors, through him, Jesus the Christ, who loved us. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome. Thou art welcome. Thou art welcome in this place. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we reverence you, we worship you, we adore you, we praise you, we bow down before you, we exalt you, we extol you, we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. How excellent is your name in all the earth, O God. And how worthy and excellent are you to be praised. We thank you for this day. We thank you for life, your Zoe, which you have put in us. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity to be able to be in your presence, at your feet, at the throne of grace, to sit at your table and glean and eat what you have prepared for us on this day in the study of your word, O God. We count it an honor, a privilege. We thank you for this ability and this being able to fellowship with you personally, to be able to just come into your presence, being made righteous by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, able to come boldly before your throne and share with you us as you share with us, you, to have sweet communion in your word on this day. Lord, we bless the listening audience on this day, for this is your broadcast. All of you and none of me. Move on their behalf, O God. Answer and grant every petition and desire of their heart, O God, according to your will, which is your word. Exceed nations on this day. We speak life and health and strength and prosperity and peace and wholeness to them and their households. And we thank you, Lord, for moving miraculously on their behalf. Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. And Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and for your glory and your glory alone and none of us. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good God day to all of you. It feels so good to be back. As I said before, I was dealing with a little bug that, you know, winter weather brings, but it feels so good to be back. How wonderful the Lord is. He is so excellent, and he is so perfect, and he is so gracious, and he has made us victorious in all things, and I thank him for it. Our study today will be coming from Psalm, the 84th division of Psalms. And we're going to talk a little bit about being in the presence of God and how fulfilling and how satisfying and how precious and how wonderful and how fulfilling it is to practice the presence of God, to be with him, to talk to him, to spend time with him, to hear him to speak to you and me, to sense him around us, in us, on us, and to have him work through us as his vessels. Amen. Let's begin reading at verse 1 in the 84th division of Psalm, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition as always, and all of us, we all can follow along in our own translations, as we always do together when we study. Verse 1 in Psalms 84 says, "How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." Tabernacles. How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. The place where God dwells. How lovely are your tabernacles. And for those of us who are the children of God, who have accepted Jesus the Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have become the tabernacles of the Lord of hosts. Oh, how lovely are your tabernacles. How many tabernacles does the Lord of hosts dwell in? The body of Christ. How lovely we are as a family. God sees us as lovely. He sings songs over us. He sees us as the apple of his eye, the pupil of his eye. We are so special to him. And he loves us so very much. But verse 1 says, "How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul," verse 2 says, "my soul yearns." What does it mean to yearn for something? My soul yearns, yes, even pines and is homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out and sing for joy to the living God. How beautiful it is when the Holy Spirit puts a song in your heart. And you can sing that song to God. Whether you have musical ability or not, He sings over us. And He gives us songs to sing to Him. From the depths of our souls. From our spirit. You know that hymn, I come to the garden alone, where it says, there's a verse in there that says, and the melodies that He sings to me within my heart is ringing, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me that I am His own, and the joys that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever no. My soul, verse 2 says, yearns, yes, even pines and is homesick for the courts of the Lord, His presence. My heart and my flesh cry out and sing for joy to the living God. Yes, verse 3 says, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn to pieces, but it's my offering. Lay me at the throne and leave me there all alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you my song. Take me to the King. You know, when you're at the altar of God, it is an intimate place. It is a place where it's just you and Him, Him and you. You cry out to Him. You pour out to Him. You pour out on Him, and He pours out on you. You pour out on Him, and He pours out on you. It is a place where we are rejuvenated. It is a place where we are renewed. It is a place where we are strengthened. It is a place where we are re-energized. He builds us up, heals us, cleanses us, and in some cases even teaches us and chastises us and disciplines us. And yet, as a father, He scoops us up in His arms and He holds us. And in His presence, there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. There is no other place where you can be more complete than at the altar and in the presence of the Most High God. You get to a place where you are in his presence and he is enough. He is all you need. Because in him there is no need. There is no lack. There is no deficit. There is nothing missing. And there is nothing broken. One is completely complete and satisfied. Verse 4 says, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are those who dwell in your house and in your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Blessed, verse 5 says, happy, fortunate, and to be envied is the man whose strength is in you, O God, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through, notice verse 6 says, passing through the valley of weeping. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. It often reminds me of that saying where lemons and make lemonade. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also fills the pools with blessings. They go from strength to strength, verse 7 says. They go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, increasing in victorious power. Increasing in victorious power. That means maturing. That means developing. That means ever changing. That means constantly reaching. That means constantly achieving higher heights, deeper depths. Increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. They go from strength to strength. Who goes from strength to strength? The man who's blessed, whose strength is in God. Those who dwell and are blessed and dwell in the house of God and in his presence. Who sing praises all the day long. Verse 7 says they go from strength to strength. Increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, verse 8 says, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. Now let's calmly think of who the psalmist is calling on. O Lord God of hosts, the Lord God of hosts hears our prayers. Our loving Father, our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our Redeemer, the lover of our souls, hears our prayers. And he gives ear to his people. He gives ear. And even not just those who have decided to follow him, but even those who have not yet made a conscious decision to follow him, he still pours out his love upon them and answers their cries, their prayers for help. How loving is he? How beautiful is he? He's not selfish. He's not like us, where we help those who help us, and then we leave everyone else alone. We don't deal with everyone else. God isn't like that. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So just like he answers the prayers for those who have not yet even completely made him Lord of their lives, but in their pathway, some plant, some water, but God is going to give the increase in their lives because they're going to come to him and worship him and serve him because of his love. And they're going to make a conscious choice to follow Jesus. But how much more does he hear his children? Those of us who have willingly come to him and given our lives over to him and follow his statutes and study his word and pray and spend time with him and talk to him and just love on him and let him love on us. How much more does he hear his children? Selah. Think of who's listening to you. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. Verse 9 says, behold our shield, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Behold our shield, the king as your agent, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed for a day in your court. One day in your courts, in your presence, in your house with you, O God, is better than 1,000 days anywhere else. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your court than thousands elsewhere. How much do we yearn and pine and long for and practice the presence of God? To be at his altar in that secret place, in that intimate place, in that tender place, in that loving place, in that whole shalom place, where we are completely satisfied with nothing missing and nothing broken. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a doorkeeper and stand at the threshold in the house of my God than to dwell at ease in the tents of wickedness. I would rather be a doorkeeper. Let me just serve. I want to just open the door for people in the house of the Lord. I'd rather just keep the door than have all the riches of this world. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this whole world could offer any day. Do you remember that song? I'd rather have Jesus. I would rather be a doorkeeper and stand at the threshold in the house of my God than to dwell at ease in the tents of wickedness. Verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord bestows present grace and favor. So right now in the present, he bestows grace and favor. And he also gives future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. And no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So for those who walk uprightly, the Lord bestows present grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? 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 No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He's a sun and shield to them, and he bestows present grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss in his presence. All of that is in his presence. And all of those things are good things. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Promise. To his children, those who walk uprightly. Those who keep his commands and statutes and precepts. Who honor him and love him and fear him and revere him and follow him. That's a promise. Again, I ask, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Verse 12, it says, O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied is the man who trusts in you, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on the everlasting arm. O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied is the man who trusts in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that without fear or misgiving. How beautiful is the presence of the Most High God. How important is it for us to practice his presence continually and constantly every day? To give him undivided worship, undivided attention, undivided praise. To keep him as our focal point. Our point of vision. To keep him in the forefront of our minds and before our eyes. To open his word, to hear what he says, to talk to him, to inquire of him, to inquire of in his temple. To gaze upon his beauty and inquire in his temple. Psalm 27. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Selah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment and this opportunity that you have given unto us to study your word. Thank you that we have been strengthened in our inner man. Thank you, Lord, for the peace and the wholeness that you have given unto us on this day and every day. We do not take anything that you have done for us, anything that you do for us for granted, O God. But we give you thanks with a grateful heart. We give you thanks with a heart of reverence. We give you thanks with a heart of praise. We give you thanks with a heart of adoration.
for everything that you have done for us. And we thank you for this meal on this day, O God, that you have given unto us. Bless each and every one of us, O Lord, as we get ready to continue on with our day, and we thank you for being with us as we invite you into everything that we do on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is Minister Renee Ellis saying thank you for joining us on today, on Tuesday and Thursdays, every Tuesday and Thursday of the month. Truly it is an honor. It is a blessing to bring and share the word with my brothers and sisters. Amen. To God be all the glory for the great things that he has done. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you continually. May the Lord continually make his face, his beautiful face, to shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you as he looks upon you so lovingly and so beautifully and so dearly as he sings songs over you. May the Lord continue to be gracious unto you. And may the Lord continue to give you his shalom, his peace, his nothing missing, his nothing broken. And may he continue to fill us with himself, the fullness of him, all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you. So glad to be back. Until we meet again, good God day.